Kimberlyn, Kimberlyn. That's first name, Kimberlyn. Last name is Murillo, Murillo. Chief complaint, patient has gained tremendous amount of weight in the past 6 months, over 40 pounds. History of anemia, number two, easy bruising. Next number is leg pain. Next number is arm pain. Next number is abdominal pain all the time. Next number is abnormal periods. Next number is palpitation. Next number is not sleeping. Next number is waking up with a headache. Next number is fatigue. Next number, palpitations. A patient is a 255-pound, 18-year-old young lady who doesn't speak any English. While she was going through high school, she had an interpreter. She appears very shy. She's here with her Hispanic mom. Period. In the paragraph, she complains of above-mentioned symptoms going off and on for the past 3 months. Period. In the paragraph, COVID immunization up to date, allergy, none, family history, anemia, thyroid problems, no cancer, medical problems, none that we know of, surgery, none, medications, none, last period, 6/27/23, has abnormal periods, no smoking, no drinking, no drug use. Patient works for a money transferring company to Mexico, like Western Union. Review of system, headache, easy bleeding, history of anemia, low tolerance for pain, concern about leukemia, has darkened skin color around the neck, family history of diabetes is a concern, no hematemesis, no hematochezia, no seizure or convulsion. 255 pounds, 99%. 98.3, 16, 64, 137 over 69. Heart positive, swarm positive, was to lungs, clear abdomen, soft but obese neck, shows no JBD, skin shows no rash, oral mucosal with dilation, neurological, no focal or extremity, shows no edema, cyanosis, except for mild edema. Number one, obesity. Number two, check blood work. Number three, acanthosis nigrans, acanthosis nigrans. Next one is rule out diabetes. Next one is rule out prediabetes. Next one is obesity. Next one is her thyroid appeared pale on the ultrasound. Next number, check TSH. Next number, let's do a sleep study right away with hypersomnolence, snoring, headache, fatigue, and other concerns, including RVH on the echocardiogram. Next number, anemia, history of, check CBC. Next number, add prenatals. Next number is add FESO4, FESO4, 325 once a day, that's iron sulfate. Next number, come back in 1 week. Next number, abnormal periods. Next number, evaluation of the pelvic is difficult. Next number, RVH. Next number, headache, multifactorial. Next number is check thyroid. Next number, easy bruising. Next number is check PT, PTT. Next number is vertigo. Carotid ultrasound is within normal limits. Next number, I did not appreciate any cystic lesion in her lower abdomen, but one, especially in the pelvic, but that's hard to see given her weight. She might need a vaginal ultrasound. Nevertheless, patient is a good candidate for symptoms of possibility of PCOS. Next number is finding discussed with patient and mom at length. Next number is sleep study ASAP along with blood work, and we'll see patient as soon as the results are done. Next number, patient must find a reason for her obesity, must lose the weight, or she will become even further morbidly obese, and it will affect her life, her lifespan, and her physical activity on a regular basis, and she understands that at age 18. Thank you.